This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Loen Epstein. Two new Route County backup dispatch stations have been set up in the Hayden Police Station. Route County Communications Director Jim Cullen said the project really got started after Election Day 2 years ago when a bad ice storm kept Route County dispatchers at their jobs for 17 hours at the dispatch center in Steamboat until relief could come. Most of the dispatchers at the Steamboat Springs Center live in Hayden or Craig. Hayden Police Chief Scott Skurlock adds that there is more than just making the commute easier for the dispatchers.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful to have it here, not only just because we had the available space, but also, you know, some of the camaraderie. It's good to know who is on the other end of the radio. And so if we're calling for help or they're sending us, you know, a call, we know who that person is. It's not just a voice on the end of the radio. We can make that relationship.
The Route County Dispatch Center plans to have a celebration of the new Hayden dispatch stations later this month. The Western Resilience Center is inviting the community to their April community meeting. It's at 1 p.m. today on Zoom. Julie Baxter will present. She's the Water Resources Manager for the City of Steamboat Springs. She'll have updates on the community water supply and drought impacts. A link to register and join the call is on our website. And today is the first Town Challenge River Race Series event, possibly the only one this season because of the low water levels this year. This is for whitewater kayaks, paddleboards, and rafts. Check-in will start at 4 p.m. today at Workman Park. Racing starts at 6, with two courses from the 5th Street Bridge to the D-hole on the Yampa River. You can learn more at townchallenge.com. In high school sports, the Steamboat Sailors boys lacrosse team has a home game tonight against Glenwood Springs. It starts at 4 p.m. The seniors and their families will be honored and recognized for senior night immediately following the game. We'll have live coverage of the matchup on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM and on the Steamboat Radio YouTube channel on our website. The Sailors boys baseball team is playing a doubleheader at Eagle Valley, and the Sailors girls golf team is at a tournament with Roaring Fork High School at the River Valley Ranch Golf Course in Carbondale. That's the news. I'm Loen Epstein. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.